brought to you by Penguin.
Little Monsters by Adrian Brodeur. Read by Stephen Graybill, Matt Pittenger, Cassandra Campbell, Joy Osmansky, Alison Ryan, and Surasu.
For Lauren Ween. If you cannot get rid of the family skeleton, you may as well make it dance. George Bernard Shaw. April.
Adam. Adam Gardner hadn't slept well in weeks. He awoke daily to random words, incoherent thoughts, and fleeting images, convinced that their meaning, though not yet clear, would develop in the gelatin silver process of his mind. Each morning, buzzing, he slung his legs off the bed and sat bolt upright, naked, allowing his male parts to hang over the edge of the mattress, and did his best to capture these jangled dreams, recording what details he could remember in a spiral-bound notebook kept by his bedside. His daytime musings spread onto legal pads, post-it notes, and the backs of envelopes and receipts, mostly in the form of unedited bullet point lists. His house, located deep in the Wellfleet woods, was littered with scraps of paper covered with his fastidious penmanship. Deepening pitch of whale vocalizations. Ocean spirals, shells, whirlpools, waves, bubble net, seahorse tails. Sounds relationship to the inner ear labyrinth. Another spiral. Mystery of infinity. 1 = 0.9999999999. Adam tried to decipher the clues his mind was depositing. He had one big discovery left in him. He felt sure of that. This thing, whatever it was, an idea, a theory, was taking its own sweet time to make itself known. He knew he needed to trust the process. If he could practice patience and maintain equilibrium, Adam felt certain that every book he'd ever read, every piece of art that had ever moved him, every conversation, creature, curiosity, and concept he'd encountered in his lifetime would align like cherries in the slot machine of his mind. For now, the anticipation of it, the pre-buzz of impending discovery, was as mouth-watering as the squeak of a wine cork before dinner. He basked in an exquisite sensation of déjà vu, feeling a comradeship with other great discoverers, James Cook, Charles Darwin, Jacques Cousteau. To his credit, at the onset of his latest bout of insomnia, Adam followed protocol and made an appointment at the clinic in Hyannis, knowing full well what to expect. A blood draw, a barrage of questions, an adjustment of medication. What he hadn't expected was that the doctor who'd been treating him for the last 3 decades had retired. Why Dr. Peabody hadn't bothered to inform him directly was beyond him. 30 years was, well, a very long time. Adam pointed out the oversight to the front desk clerk, a busty young woman with blue fingernails, who assured him an email had been sent to patients the previous month. Had he thought to check his junk folder? She asked, clicking together her talons. Adam started to answer but held his tongue. Who but an idiot would bother to check a junk folder? He followed her down the hall to the exam room, still puzzling over why his longtime doctor, at least 5 years his junior, would have retired. To do what? In Peabody's place, a kid half Adam's age, outfitted in tight pants and alarmingly bright orange socks, strode into the exam room. Was it too much to ask that the person evaluating his mental state have at least one gray hair on?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?